He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla. And in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters of Central Louisiana. It's going to be all right for you. Got Pastor Dunkley of the Mount Olive Baptist Church, 4711 England Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Call your friend, call your neighbors, and tell them it's going to be all right, because Pastor Dunkley's on the airway.
Where he's brought you. Thank him for where he's bringing you. Boy, you ought to thank him this morning. You're alive, you got something to thank him for. You're in your right mind, you got something to thank the Lord for. You are that way not because of anything you've done, but because of what he did.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, Lord. For this day right here. Thank you, Lord, for this moment. Thank you, Lord, for this choir, the young adults come and join in. Thank you, Lord, for this church, officers and board of members. Thank you, Lord, for the mission you've given us, the ministry you've given us. Messages that you keep sending our way. Thank you, Lord. Individuals that you are bringing into our lives to help us grow. Thank you, Lord. We have lifted prayers to heaven in your name. We praise your holy name. We magnify your name. Now, Lord, we need to hear from you. We need a word from you now, Lord. Give me preaching power, that I may be able to proclaim thy word, thy will, and thy way to thy people. Glorious, glorious, magnificent, marvelous, miraculous, name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. To God be the glory. Minister Lavalaine, to officers and members of this great church, all that it takes to make up this August body this morning. It is just good for us to be here. And let's give that choir and clap of praise this morning. They have blessed our spirits. They have blessed us with their singing. And we appreciate that. And we all ought to feel just a little bit better now, and definitely want to be better, definitely will be better now that we have given thanks to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Black History Month. I always like to say something in reference to Black history, coming from the book of Deuteronomy, which means the second law given, Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. Here Moses summarizes the essence of Israel's religion that their belief was not based on the law, but their covenant with God. Chapter 8, Deuteronomy, and beginning at verse 10, chapter 8, Deuteronomy, beginning at verse 10, I'm reading from the Message Bible. When you have eaten and are full, then you shall bless the Lord your God for all the good land which he has given you. beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments, his precepts, and his statutes, which I command you today, lest when you have eaten and are full and have built goodly houses to live in them. May God bless the reader, hearer, and doer of his divine word. And God's idea of the covenant relationship, which he initiated, was that Israel would live in justice and righteousness and show forth this for the love that they had for their brethren. Just for a few moments, I want to share with us from the thought, lest we forget. Lest, and I think that's how it's written in the King James, lest we forget. Black history is a month that gives us an opportunity to remember, reflect, and be reminded from whence the Lord has brought us as a nation and as a people. But we are very forgetful people. We often remember that which we ought to forget while forgetting that which we ought to remember. What we do remember, we should have long ago forgotten. While at the same time, much of that which we have already forgotten, we should have long ago remembered. That was the problem with Israel. And they were God's chosen people. And after all that God had done for them, they too quickly forgot where their blessings came from. And I believe that we need to share with our young people, let them know that life has not always been the way they see it today.
Yes.
They need to know from which we have come from.
Yes.
They need to know that was a time when they had signs over the water fountain, if they had one in the building, saying, cut it only. There was a time when you would walk in Welland's department store and they would wait on everybody before they waited on you. I'm not talking about what I heard, but I'm talking about what I know. There was a time when our tax money paid for the libraries and we couldn't use them. As late as 1965, you could not use the public library in Winfield, Louisiana. I'm not telling you what I heard. I'm sharing with you what I know. And just like God has brought Israel out of Egypt, out of bondage, but their destination was not the wilderness.
No.
Their destination was the promised land. But they were to go and possess the land that God was giving them. And that word possess, it means to occupy. It means to do something. Now, God was not going to sit this in their lap and it had nothing to do. But they had to possess it. They had to go and get it according to God's word, will, and way. And the emphasis was on obeying God's law. Now, God had brought us out of our Egypt. Slavery. He brought us from sitting in the back of the bus to, at one time, was a black man that was the president of Greyhound Bus Company. He brought us from just having enough to having more than enough. I was talking to a friend last week and he was saying, you know, I didn't know where we were poor when we were growing up. Because the emphasis wasn't on what we had.
or what somebody else had. The emphasis was on God and doing God's will and being content with whatever we had. We didn't know we was poor. That's all we knew. Huh? But now the focus is on what somebody else has got. Yes. Then we holler, why come I can't get that too? Well, you can if you want to work. Say, God brought us from slavery to segregation. They said it was separate but equal. In the classroom, it wasn't equal because we had hand-me-down books with other people's names from across town. Some of the pages were torn from the books. But you know what? From using those hand-me-down books, we got lawyers, doctors, school teachers. Now we got the iPad and all them other pads. It looked like everybody going to jail. Instead of carrying books to school, they carry knives and guns to school. Nothing was equal at that time. We were segregated. There was places we could not go. There were jobs we could not have. But God brought us for integration. We still wasn't together. Whether you realize it or not, the way integration really started with the schools, they took the smartest students from Pinecrest High and took them to Winfield High in 1965. The smartest, about six of them. At Grambling, they took the smartest students, four or five, and let them go to Louisiana Tech during the morning. I know what I'm talking about. That was supposed to be the integration. But the rest of them didn't go to Winfield High. The others didn't, they couldn't go to Louisiana Tech. Only those chosen few. How was that integration? Still, they had George Wallace standing saying that they were not going to enter the University of Mississippi.
Yes.
Alabama.
Yes.
From that, we went to desegregation. That was the period when the law said we could vote. The law said we could go to any school.
Yes.
They still try to keep us back.
Yes, they did.
But God brought us through all of that. And we think about it today, we can go wherever we want to go. I remember when the gentleman was at the Bentley with his red suit on, you couldn't go up in there. The Bentley Hotel. You couldn't go up in there. You can go now. If you got the funds, got the plaster. God has brought us through all of this, but we take it for granted like it's been this way all the time. And he's itching a little by little to take it all away from us. Different states are coming up with all kind of laws to keep us from voting. You may be going to sleep, but the changes are happening. The changes are happening. There in Mississippi, back when Martin Luther King, they programmed, they said it was Great American Day. Because of the attitude of the whites that are coming in today. They didn't want to say Martin Luther King Day, but they've been saying it. And never in the history of a president have we had a president disrespected like Obama, President Obama.
Yes.
Never.
Yes.
All because of the fact that his skin was darker than theirs.
Yes.
But God brought us through it. The Affordable Care Act, they call it Obamacare. They want to tear it up, but they done found it's hard to do anything with it. They say we're going to appeal it. That didn't work. We're going to replace it. That didn't work. We're going to repair it. That can't work. But God, they say, well, we'll have it done by the end of the year. No, maybe sometime next year. They can't do nothing with it because God instituted it through Obama. God put Obama in the White House.
Yes, he did.
Care what you say. God did this.
Yes, he did. Two times.
They had an agenda, a mandate. We're going to do all we can to get rid of him.
Yes.
And they couldn't even find where he spit on the ground. Not even a traffic ticket. You know, a brother ought to have did something wrong, baby. You ran the red light and done something. They smoked him a little pot, but they couldn't find nothing on our brother. Because God mandated it. Now we are in a state of disintegration. Dr. Eugene Robinson called it the splintering of the Negro race. We are divided now. There are four different groups of blacks in America today now. This came about after the riots in 1968, don't make no mistake. When they rioted in Washington, D.C., and the affluent black left Washington, D.C., and went to the suburb areas in Maryland, Virginia, and they never came back. And now that predominant black area now is filled with Haitians, Nigerians, or what have you. But they found out when they went to Prince George County, which is filled with affluent blacks, in the $100,000 more salary range, big two-story homes or what have you, but yet they found they were still black.
Yes.
There's a county next door, predominantly white, and they have a better school and everything than the predominantly black Prince George County. All because of color. So integration, segregation is still there. It just covered over in masquerade. And we got to understand where we stand today. And our kids got to get an education so they can arise above all of this. When I look at the pastoral structure of Central Louisiana, we're split. We're in a state of disintegration. We are divided. There's no cohesion of group leader in this city. We got three associations, and neither one of them is concerned about the welfare and well-being of the community.
Amen.
Not one of them. And I'm a part of two of them. I can say what I want to say.
Amen.
It's the truth.
Yes.
All we do is speak and eat. Somebody do a lesson. Somebody do a sermon. The women dressed in red. The women dressed in yellow. The women dressed in blue. For 4 days or 3 days, however number of days, ain't doing nothing to help the community.
Amen.
Take up offering after offering. But nothing is going to happen in the community.
Yes.
All week last week, nobody said anything about the school about to be closed and consolidated.
Yes.
Now, you may not agree with what I'm saying, but I can say it. Because
yes.
It ain't right. We ought to be doing something in this community. Now, the other organization in this city, but one that I'm a member of, we're doing something in this community. We have built houses, Moed. Those houses off of Hudson Boulevard, back in there, Moed. It's the brainstorm of that. Houses in Pineville. Moed. We build houses in Lake Providence, Lake Charles, Moed. Help people get into homes.
Yes.
That were not able to afford a home.
Yes.
Those are some of the jobs at Cabrini Hospital, Moed. They're about to hire the first black Baptist chaplain over there, Moed. We got to be concerned about the community.
Yes.
And do things to help our people other than eating and drinking coffee and talking.
Yes.
We done preached enough sermons. It's time to do something now.
Yes.
We done prayed enough prayers. It's time to do something now.
Yes.
We done taught enough lessons. It's time to do something now.
Yes.
We done dressed in red, yellow, green, and whatever. It's time to do something.
Yes.
You ain't got to have no color code to do something.
Yes.
You can do it in blue jeans. Just do it. All I'm saying is that we are still where we were 50 odd years ago.
Yes.
Because we have gone to sleep.
Yes.
On what really God want us to do. And that includes the church. And one of the reasons why the associations ain't doing that, because church ain't doing nothing. I ain't gonna leave us out. We ain't doing what we ought to be doing. And what goes on in the church goes on in the association, in the community, wherever else you go. We need to be about our Father's business.
Yes.
And God was saying, Moses was saying to Israel that they needed to remember God.
Amen.
Throughout chapter 8, he tells them to remember God.
Yes.
First of all, remember where God had brought you from. Some of us have had to pick cotton. God brought you from that.
Yes, he did.
Some of us had to work in them other people's kitchen hot, and they calling you girl and boy. God brought us from that.
Yes.
Some of us had to do without to get along. But God brought us from that. We are living better today than we ever lived in our lives.
Yes.
I can remember working for 50 cents an hour. And I had to work till the white man said, you can go home, boy.
Yeah.
Worked at the sawmill for a dollar and a quarter. And had to work 10 hours a day, Monday through Friday. And couldn't take a day off.
Yeah.
If I thought about taking a day off.
Right.
But God brought us from all of that.
Yeah.
Couldn't go in the theater, Paramount, that was downtown Alexandria. God brought us from there.
Yeah.
We had the Venus in Winfield. God brought us from there. As I said, the public library, it was supposed to be open to all people, but in 1965, it was still closed to blacks.
Yes.
But the taxpayer money was paying for it.
Yes.
God had brought us from that. We could go in any library we want to now. And we won't even go use them. Computers. God brought us from all of that. We ought to be thankful. Then he said, when you eat, don't just say your blessing before you eat. But thank God after you're through, you're full. Stomach hurting. That ain't too much. Thank God for the meal because somebody is hungry. And God has blessed you to be full. Sometimes when you get in your goodly houses, thank God. Don't forget. You didn't do it by yourself.
Amen.
God gave you the power to do
yes.
it. And however you are right now in life, God is the one that has brought you to this point.
Yes.
You didn't do it by yourself. Somebody helped you along the way. All through here, he said, remember. Don't let your heart get lifted up.
Yes.
You know, sometimes we get a dime over starvation, we get the big head. Look what I got. You ain't got nothing. It ain't none of yours. Whatever you got right now, it belongs to God. And you are the manager of it. How I know you ain't got nothing? If you got a house, stop paying taxes on it. A house paid for, stop paying your taxes. That's all I got to say. Stop paying taxes on it. See how long you'll be owning it. The sheriff will be coming there tackling a letter on the door, evicting you. Somebody else done paid the taxes. And you ain't got no money to get a lawyer to fight it. Or the money to pay the taxes that they done paid. You ain't got nothing. You are just a manager of what God bless you with. And just thank God for it. Don't look down on other fellas that don't have what you got. You just help him to get where you at. Say, don't let your mind and heart get lifted up and forget the Lord your God. That he brought you from where you were to where you are now. Don't forget what God have done for you. Don't forget that it was God that have brought you thus far. Don't want to forget that.
Yeah.
And how you can not forget it. He said, now they had forgotten because they had disobeyed the commands and the decree. As you obey God, you'll be reminded that it ain't you, but God. As you read his word, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. As you spend time with God in prayer and praise, it'll help you to remember God. You know, when I was in the service, we used to get those letters. Some of them was, "Dear John, Brother Lavallee, you cried, put that in the way." Dear John, you cried, you put that letter away. You didn't read that. Now, Brother Bell, you didn't read that letter. But those letters that was flowerous, had a nice sweet smell to them, and all of them sweet words, you know, flowers are blue, roses are red. Come on, help me with it now. It's a more to it now. And I love you. All right, then. So, those letters you held and you read them, every time you got lonely, you pull that letter out. And you do this number here. This is my honey here. Yeah. You read that, but that dear John, you throw that in the way. So the more you read God's word, the more you feel his love. Yeah. And you get a point where you do the word, you know. It's sweet.
It
is. A sweet aroma here.
Yeah.
And the more you're in his word, the more you are likely not to forget from whence he had brought you. And I'm about finished. He brought us from a mighty long way, my darling.
Yes.
And we must not forget, there's always somebody.
Yeah.
You need to remember that, my darling.
Yes.
That loves you.
Yes.
That cares about you.
Yeah.
That hears every word you speak.
Yes.
He sees everything you do.
Yes.
He knows every thought we think.
Yes.
He's the anchor of our soul.
Yes.
And that's our rock of our salvation, the object of our faith, the finish and final of our faith is Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Who came down, fought in two generations,
yes.
Went about doing good, thought not of himself,
yes.
Fed the hungry,
yes.
Clothed the naked,
yes.
Healed the sick,
yes,
touched the blind and they became, had sight, touched the lepers and they were cleansed. But one Friday, he went to Pharaoh, where he hung bread and died for your sin and my sin.
Yes.
One Friday, had a kangaroo coat.
Yes.
Even Paul said, "I find no fault in this man."
Yes.
But they crucified him.
Yes.
One Friday,
yes.
Took a spirit him in his side.
Yes,
water and blood come rushing out. Water for baptism, blood for sacrament.
Yes.
He died. Put a crown of thorns on his head.
Yes.
One theologian said 72 strips of blood came streaming down his face,
yes.
Which represented the Sanhedrin Council. He died,
yes.
But he prayed for his dying.
Yes.
In the middle of his dying, he said, "Father, forgive them,
yes.
For they know not what they do."
Yes.
He died,
yes.
Laid his head in the lock of his shoulder, and expired for your sin and my sin.
Yes.
We ought to remember Jesus. Remember who he is. He's our healer. He's our deliverer. He's our...
All right.
It's really gonna be all right.
It's gonna be all right.
No need to worry.
This is Pastor Dunkley. I hope our message has been a blessing to your heart. I'd like to give you the calendar of events of the Mount Olive Baptist Church. Sunday school, 9:30 a.m. Worship service, 11 o'clock. Lord's Supper observed every second Sunday at 11 o'clock. Midweek service on Wednesday night at 6 p.m. If you would like a copy of the tape you have just heard, you can reach us at 1410 Cathy Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71303. Or phone me at area code 318-448-3448. It's going to be all right. You be blessed in the Lord. Amen.
Hello, I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Lady Mildred Townsend.
And we're inviting you to join us for Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT KQJO every Saturday from 11 until 12 o'clock p.m., praying for your most urgent prayer needs.
Prayer changes everything.